The Osgood File, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. I've seen Russia's museum for its revolution. I've seen France's museums for its various revolutions. Guess which country has no national museum dedicated to its revolution? But that's about to change.
It'll be the first national museum to tell the entire story of the American Revolution.
More after this from Charlie.
This is a British musket?
This is Scott Stevenson, who's been busy at his secret location outside Philadelphia, cataloging the uniforms, the documents, and the weapons of the American Revolution, and showing CBS's Anthony Mason one of only three remaining Revolutionary War canteens.
It says U.S. U-States.
U-States. If you think about it, at this point, the United States is still just an idea.
Right.
There are 3,000 items in the collection so far, and more are arriving every day, including a letter written by George Washington, in which he gushes about the decision of the French to join the cause.
It was donated just this month.
That's a pretty exciting...
That's a nice thing to have arrive.
And this document.
This isn't the original, is it?
This is the original.
This is the
printed
original?
In the spring of 1775.
An enlistment form for recruits to an uprising.
And enlist ourselves as soldiers in the Massachusetts service for the preservation of the liberties of America. This is the beginning of the army.
This is it.
And then there was this unremarkable-looking piece of canvas, the remains of a tent. Guess which father of our country slept in that tent?
This is the roof under which he spent at least half of the American Revolution.
And in 2015, you'll be able to see it too, when the first national museum to tell the entire story of the American Revolution opens near Independence Hall in Philadelphia. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.